We're going to be now going through some of the common halachas that are relevant to corporate gift giving in the business world. Now, the first shaila is when a person is giving gifts in the corporate world, it's most relevant that he's giving to Gentiles. So we'll discuss that. We'll start with that, and we'll see how far we get. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, there's an issue deraisa that a Yid is not allowed to give presents to a Gentile. Tosfos right away says that this is not a halacha that you can't give Balei Avodah Zarah gifts. It's not a halacha that you can't give them gifts to help them do Avodah Zarah. It's just a halacha that you're not allowed to give all Gentiles gifts. The state in the Gemara. Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil, Rabbi Yehuda, says that it's mavor that there's a heter of makiroi. Okay, so let's look right away in Shulchan Aruch about what exactly this heter means. This is in Shulchan Aruch Yoridea, Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. Also, litein matanas chinam la'ivut kechavim. You're not allowed to give a gift to a akum, to a goy, she'enoi makiroi, that doesn't know you, which means someone who you're an acquaintance with. It's mivur in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea, Kuf, Nun Aleph, it's Mutter, and this is also in Choshem Mishpat, Reish Mem Tes. Two separate halachas, which really are the same halacha. You're not allowed to give a gift to a Gentile, but if he's Makira, if he recognizes you, it's permitted. Why would it make a difference if he recognizes you? Says the Taz, the Gamze Bechlal, if it's Eine Makira, it's an Isser of Lositin Lehem Atonas Chinam, you can't give them a free gift. Avol Makiroi, but if you recognize this Gentile, he's an acquaintance with you. Lo yhave alayo shem matana. We don't, Chazal, do not look at it like a transaction that we would call a matana, a gift. Ela kemechira shere yishalin gmuloi, he'll reciprocate, which means like this. If someone you know, when you're giving him a gift, it's assumed that there's some sort of reciprocation that will follow, or maybe this is a reciprocation of something, that a debt that you owe to him. Chazal understood this transaction as a mechira, as a give and take, not as a just a take. It would be followed by a giving, and it's in the best interest of the giver to give it. He's not just giving it bechinam for free. He's going to get something back from it. And because he's going to get something back from it, and he has his best interests in mind, his own interests in mind, we don't consider him a matana, and Allah is its mutter. So that's step one. Is that a person has an acquaintance, whether it be a colleague, or an employee, or an employer, and this person's a Gentile, he would be allowed to give a matana in if it would be within the normal realm of something you get back. A matana chashuva that won't be reciprocated would obviously be aser, but a matana muetes, which would be within the norm of what a person would give, and then they would be receiving it back, or he's giving it to motivate an employee to stay with the company and to have maximum output in the job, or a colleague that would help him work with him easier and would help his employment go easier. Then the Gemara is saying that it's the Tosfos is saying, and that's what Paskin Shulchan Aruch, that's mutter. And then in Choshem Mishpat Siman Reish Mem Tes, another heter of Dakishalim. Dakishalim means to keep the peace. So what exactly does that mean? Yeah, it's mutter to keep the peace. So this is a very important point. The makar of this really is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says it's mutter to be mefarnes Yisrael im akum yachad, which means if a person's being giving out money to sustain and to be mefarnes yidden, and the guy also comes and he also wants to get support, so biyachad it's mutter. That's what Rashi says. Biyachad Yisrael va'akum it's mutter, and the Rashi explains shaloi tehi eva. And there shouldn't be tainus on the Yidden, which means if you're supporting Yidden and you'll ahead, you make a policy, you straight out make a policy, you're only going to give Yidden and you're not going to give Gentiles, so they are going to resent that. And we don't want to have a situation where Gentiles resent the behavior of Yidden, because they would make tzaras. This is all spoken out in the Rashba and the Paiskim. And therefore, the play Darkei Shalom means to keep the peace. So there should not be Eva. There's also a heter. There's also a heter of Darkei Shalom, of Noisin Matana. So those are the two cases. You have a situation where you feel it would be beneficial to keep the peace. You would be allowed to give Matana. And again, the reason is because the matana is not considered matnas chinam. The matana is considered that the yid is getting something in return. He's not giving it for free. Now, this brings us to Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav. And Tosfos brings a very interesting thing. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Samach Dalet that Rabbi Gamliel was traveling and he had found something or he acquired something, and then he met a Gentile who he was going on the way with, and he instructed to give this item to that Gentile, seemingly being over on the Isra of Matnas Chinam. So Tosfos asks, how was he allowed to do it? Tosfos says, he didn't know this person. He was just traveling with him. He was walking with him along the way. What is exactly that heter that he was walking with him along the way? He was with him together on the derech. We're not talking about he was with him for years. He was just with him for whatever amount of time. Taisa doesn't specify. It sounds like if you're with somebody along the way, it becomes mutter. Why should it be like that? So if you look in the Tosfos Sarash in Erevin, Tosfos says Bnei Dakar Sholem, which really only increases the mystery. He's Bnei Dakar Sholem to make peace. You're allowed to give any time you're with somebody. You're with a Gentile in the elevator. You're allowed to give him a matana because you're together with him. What's the shear? What is the amount? What is the motivation that Rabbi Gamliel thought he's allowed to give someone if he's mislavi ima bederech? This is not a question that I have a great answer for. But I will just say that if you go through the sugya on Daf Chaf Hey in Avodah Zarah, there's a sugya of Mislava Ime Bederech Ba'akum, if you're going together with a Gentile on the way. And it's considered a sakana because you are alone. It's very different than today where it is. Over there, you'd be isolated for amounts of time without any communication, and you're kind of at his mercy. He could do what he wants to you. The Gemara says it's a sakana. When you're going up, you should stay in front of him so he doesn't fall down on you and kill you. When you're going down, you should stay behind him. The Gemara discusses to stay on his right or on his left to avoid him taking out a sakin, a weapon, right? So from what I understand, if because you're going bederech with him and it's considered a sakana, so mepnei darkei shalom, there's an offset. To offset that sakana, you're allowed to give him a tana. That's how I understand this halacha. This is a halacha that's somewhat relevant. A person is traveling, which is negated to the corporate world, or it's negated to the regular residential world. A person is traveling, and there's an akum in the next seat. So you receive those little shalach manas that they give out. It could be either they give out a suda or they give out these little manos, these little treats, snacks. And now you have what you're not going to eat it if it doesn't have a hechsher, but it's not kosher. We'll discuss later. You're not allowed to give something that's treif mamish, but this is not treif. It just doesn't have a hechsher. So what are you going to do? You're going to give it to the person next to you. The matana muetas. This is a person who you've never seen before, and most likely you'll never see again. So l'chayud halach would be it's l'sichonim. It's not makiroi. It's not makiroi. Shulchan Aruch says makiroi is motor. So would you be allowed to give it? So l'chayud we have a Tosfos. Tosfos says mislavi ima baderech is motor. Right. So like we said a second ago, the way I understand it, mislavi ima baderech is motor only because darkei shalem to avoid a situation of having a sakana. That's the way I understand it. I don't think that would be applicable in today's travel. And I don't think. I just don't think. Generally speaking, it won't be. It won't be applicable. And if a person would have a motivation that he feels he'll get something back. For example, he's in the middle seat, and I don't mean to get so specific, but sometimes each case has its own set of variables. But if a person in the middle seat, and to the right is an akum, is a goy, and then there's an aisle, and he's going to have to go back and forth, and it's a long flight, and he wants to be on good terms, I would say he's getting something back. There's a svara to say he's being goy maloy, he's a cheshman, that the goy will be goy maloy chazdoy, will return to him and reciprocate. So he has a cheshman, it's not a matnas chinam. The person to his right who's sitting next to the window, I don't see what he's going to be getting from that fellow. So he has no such cheshbon what he's getting back. It's matnas chinom. Matnas chinom is in a sederaisa. So come twice. That's why I would cheshbon the sugya of makiroi in a commercial application of traveling. Now, there's a very interesting point I want to bring up, and we find similar halachas by aveda, but it works differently. Aveda means it's not yours; it's an item that's lost, and a yid finds it. So we know there's a mitzvah of a yid finds an item that belongs to a fellow yid. There's a mitzvah of a shavas aveda. What happens if he finds an item that belongs to a goy, to a gentile? So the halacha is like this. This is halacha in Reishamach Vav and Chesh Mishpat. Aveda is hagoy muteres. The aveda of a gentile's mutter. Shenema aveda sechicha. Only of a yid is mechuyev to mishum shavas aveda. Aveda is hagoy is mutter. Hamachzira, someone who returns it, hareza oivra aveira. You're not allowed to return it. So not only is there no mitzvah shavas aveda of an aveda of a goy, but it's an iser. It's iser to return it. Now, what's the makar of the iser? So there's a few different shittas. I'm just going to read from the Sma. Rashi kosav tam epnei shemare bezeh. You show shein mitzvah hashavas chashuva alav le mitzvahs boyre. You're returning a Shavas Aveda. You're returning something that you have no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. So you're showing that you return even without mitzvah Shavas Aveda. It's almost like you've been mezalzel the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. That's how he learns. Now, the next halacha, so we know a person who gets an Aveda from an Akum, he has no mitzvah Shavas Aveda, A, and B, there's an necessary to return it. The mechabev im hechziru lekadosh es Hashem. If you do it for kiddush Hashem, kadosh yifaru es Yisrael v'yedu shehim bali amuna. People will look and say, "Moiridik, a yid returned it. Look, that's trustworthy. Hareza meshubach. That's praiseworthy." So here we have a halacha that even though it is an iser to give something bechinam an iser shavas aveda, but if you give it for kiddush Hashem, it's mutter. Now a very simple reading of Shulchan Aruch by matnas chinam, you will see that to give something b'chinam, a matana, not a shavas aveda, but to take something that you own and give it, there's two heterim, makira and dakashom. Dakashom is to keep the peace, to avoid a fight. It is not recorded that there's a halacha that you allow to give it to kiddush Hashem, and it's not recorded that I raise a meshubach, and it would pass this to be an issur d'oraisa. So the first question we have to know is as follows. When a person finds an item on the floor that belongs to a Gentile, is there an Isra Lesichonim? Is there an Isra? You're not allowed to give a gift? No. The reason why you're not allowed to give it is because you're Mezalzon Hashavas Aveda, or you're Machzik De Aveira, maybe Avoiv De Avoid Zara, different Svaras, but Lesichonim you do not have. Why do you not have Lesichonim? Why would a person give a gift? Is there no Isra? Why would a person finds an item that belongs to a Goy? Why is there no Isra De Raisa of Lesichonim? Since you don't have to do Mashavas Aveda, so you shouldn't be allowed to do it because it's like Sichon. The answer is because if a yid picks up, this is the way I understand it. And if you look at Or Sameach in Hilchas Akum, Perek Yud, he says this for a different thing, but he says this halacha. If you find something and you have das to return it, it's not yours. You weren't kainet. And if you're not kainet, you don't have the Issa Lesichonim. Lesichonim is going on the item of a yid that you own that you have a Issa to give it to a Gentile. But an Aveda, Hashavas Aveda, there's no Issa Lesichonim to return it. It's his. To return it to the guy, there's no Issa Lesichonim. And therefore, Chazal come up with different reasons why we say you shouldn't give it back. But Lesichonim you don't have. So this is the way I understand it. When you're dealing with Hashavas Aveda, there's no real Issa. The Issa is you're being, let's say, Mezalzel Hashavas Aveda. So if you have a different cheshbon why you're doing it, because Lekadosh is Hashem. So it's a meshubach. That's wonderful. You're not doing it to be mezalzel. You're not really being mezalzel on a Shavuos Aveda. Why? Because you're doing it to make a kiddush Hashem. That's 100% fine, and that's mutter, and that's halach in a Shavuos Aveda. But when does it issur lishichonim? The Ribbono Shel Olam says he doesn't want it. And Rambam's masber shlo silmid maaseyem shlo yidovkim bom. Right. So it shouldn't be loymed from their maasim. So the Ritzayin Habayri is, right, that you shouldn't, that this Isra Lesichonim, you shouldn't give a Matnas Chinam. And if there's an Isra of Matnas Chinam, of giving a goy a matana, right? So then there wouldn't be a cheshbin of lasis retzoin habayri of kiddush Hashem, because the retzoin habayri is you shouldn't give it, and that's why you don't find the rishonim an Indian of kiddush Hashem. Now, if it's mepnei darkei shalom to keep the peace to avoid eva, so that's a cheshbin where it's not considered chinam. Why is it not considered chinam? Because the yid is getting something in return. He's trying to get that yid goyim shouldn't make tzaras. There shouldn't be any resentment, and they should keep the peace, and there shouldn't be tainus and tarumas, and that's understood that that's not a healthy thing to have tainus and tarumas. The bnei darkei shalom to keep the peace, then the halacha that that's mutter. But to do it al kiddush Hashem, it's almost like the Rebbeinu Shalom saying, "I have already spoken my ritzayin habayri. Shalom summit my sayem. You should not give it." And therefore, that would be l'chayr the cheshbon. Ben egeli sichonim, when it belongs to a yid, should not be given as kiddush Hashem. When negeit hashavas aveda, harezem meshubach. It's praiseworthy to give it to as kiddush Hashem. There is no isloy sichonim. It's just the halacha. You shouldn't be mezalzel in hashavas aveda. So if you give it not because you're being mezalzel and stam, you're doing a returning, you're giving as kiddush Hashem, it'll be mutter. Now, each case has its own set of variables, and sometimes there's a sentiment, a negative sentiment, and about Yidden, and they want to try to reverse that and combat that, and they'll make a public thing where they'll give something to Gentiles, and that's very similar to Eva, where you're trying to make that people shouldn't have tainus, and that maybe even though we call it Kiddush Hashem, it's maybe Darkei Shalom, and that's Mutter, even Bali Shichonim, and I don't want to go, there's a whole separate discussion on exactly how we define Kiddush Hashem and how we shouldn't define Kiddush Hashem, and that's not where we're going right now. But each case could be different, but I'm just giving very basic guidelines that in the Rishonim and the Paiskim, when we discuss the Issur of Leisi Chonim, it does not sound like there's a heter called Kiddush Hashem, and it doesn't sound like there's a mitzvah called Kiddush Hashem, and it sounds like there's two heterim. Makiroi, which means that the guy will reciprocate, or Darkei Shalom, which means keep the peace. There would be a question if you have a colleague that's having a retirement party, you're not going to see him again. Would there be an Isra Lai Sichonim, meaning a goy who's he's leaving? Would there be an Isra Lai Sichonim to give him a parting gift? And that would also, again, depend on the variables. If it would be the norm to give it and to not give it would be a slight. Maybe if I tain it, then you maybe have a Svar of Darkei Shalom, keep the peace. If you're going to give him a ton of chashuva that he wouldn't have tainus if he wouldn't give it, then l'chari yav yitzalei sichonim, and each person should be shoykel the variables and the situations as they come up. And that is the first common halachas when we discuss corporate gift giving, is giving gifts to a Gentile. Okay, so now we're going to learn another set of halachas, which is also relevant, and that is the Gemara in Menachos, and it's halacha in Yerdeh, it's in Kuf Yud Zayin, and that is a halacha that you're not allowed to give, you're not allowed to do issur schayra, you can't give a matana of mecholos asuris, which means even when you're allowed to give a matana because it's not called matnas chinam, because it's makiroi, but it can't be mecholos asuris. Mecholos asuris means something that is asur deiraisa. Something that is also deraisa, you to eat, you can't give. So if it's just an item, a food item that doesn't have a hechsher, that's not also deraisa. It depends what's in the ingredients. But if in the ingredients, if you want to know if you can give mevelois, trefois, or if it's going to be a snack, you get a person's, they're going on a business trip and you pack them up a little thing and include a little doggy bag, and in there is chvesfas, beef jerky. These are mecholos asuris, if they're not kosher, and you're not allowed to give it, and that's an iser that's brought in Kuf Yud Zayin, matona shel mecholos asuris is asur, the Beis brings it lahedya. Now, why is it asur? The iser of mecholos asuris and Kuf Yud Zayin is you can't do business. So why is it taka asur? Not doing business, you're giving it for free. So it's very similar to like we said a second ago. That a matana is when a makira with someone who's someone who is an acquaintance is viewed as a different type of transaction. It's not considered a matana. It's considered almost like a business transaction because there's an assumption that they'll reciprocate. And you can't do that with mechol sasuris because it's like you're doing business with mechol sasuris. And that's halacha brought in the Paiskim and Kufi Zayin in the beginning. So that's step one. A person is not allowed to give mechol sasuris. Included in that is stam yenom. Stam yenom means any wine that does not have a hechsher. Because there's a gzera that Chazal made on stam yenom, even though it's not yayin nesach, it wasn't used in the service of idol worship, so it's not yayin nesach. It's called stam yenom, which means wine that is non-kosher. So the halacha that is not kosher, doesn't have a kosher heksha, was touched by goyim in the making of it. So the halacha is stam yenom also cannot be given as matana. It's even worse, it's also b'hanah. Person cannot buy corporate gifts, cannot buy non-kosher wine. That's the halacha, and that's in also in Yeridea, but not in Kum Yud Kufi Zayin. It's a little later, like in Kuf Lamed Beis. So now we will discuss as follows. When it comes to non-kosher food, if you do receive a gift that is not kosher, but not just not hechsher, it's not kosher, since you didn't buy it, but you received it, that's a halacha of nizdamnu, which you just happen to have it, you are allowed to give it as a gift. But to go and buy non-kosher is aser. That is dafka by non-kosher. By yayin stam yenom, it becomes much more chomer, and the shaila is much more complicated, because stam yenom is aser b'hano. There is a svara to say that since the person gave it to you was pattering up a choiv, his debt, and therefore, if you spill it down the sink, you would kind of be losing money, not just not gaining, but you're losing. And there's a svara that you're allowed to be makel, you're allowed to be lenient when it comes to losing money on stam yenom. So there is a svara to say that a person can re-gift stam yenom, and there are those that feel a person cannot re-gift non-kosher wine because it's not considered you're losing, it was just a matana. There are two schools of thought in that, and a person should keep that in mind when it comes to stam yenom. There is a halacha, this is something which gets a little tricky. There is a halacha, a machlaikas and paiskim, the person's allowed to feed not kosher food to a poil, to a Gentile worker. There is a shita, which is the shach, that it's mutter, the Rama says it's asr. Now the question is, if you're feeding non-kosher food, and that's mutter, why does it mean I can't give him a tana? So that's a very legitimate question. And if you look in the Machne Ephraim, why can't I give matana? The same way I'm allowed to feed them. Every time I feed them, it's a matana. So if you look in the Machne Ephraim, Mechol Suris, in the back, so the Machne Ephraim really kind of addresses this, and he says that even the Mekilim, who hold you allowed to give non-kosher, that is only in reference to when it's Mezorni Talacha, when you have a chiv to feed them. Since you have a chiv to feed them, so you would be allowed to give non-kosher because you're not doing business with it, you're just feeding them. You're just using it. You're using it like you're allowed to be nice and behemoth. You're allowed to give nevelis and treifus to behemoth. A person has a pet. He's allowed to give nevelis and treifus. That's taka mutter. He's not doing business. So mele, if he's mazayin zelacha on his poilim, he's allowed to give. But if he's not mazayin zelacha, then it go. If you have no chayvus to feed them, then a vayte would go into the isra of matana, which is would come to halacha, which is very relevant because many times people are somewhere out there in the Darfel, and they have poilim, and they don't want them to stop for lunch break. So they say, okay, you work, I'll buy you food, okay, what do you want? They take an order, and they go to the drive-thru in Wendy's, and they pick them up lunch, and since it's not mezayin zelacha, that lucha would be yasser. I know they're getting a little off of corporate gift giving, this is stama halacha, but once we're on this topic, we should just read that ice. That even though there's a shayli, you might be allowed to feed your poilim, but matan is yasser. And if you're not mechuyev to give them, then it's aser al matana. And why is it aser? Because you forget, you want them to work for you. You want them to encourage them to work longer, and you're getting something in response. And it has a loch of iska, where you're not a business, when it's a mischer, where you're not allowed to do mischer in a veil and trade. That's something to keep in mind when we discuss the iser of mechol susuris, that even though there's a shach that holds, you're allowed to be meichel, your poil. Nevel is treves, that's only if it would be mezayin salacha. But matana, everyone's maskim is aser. So anytime you have no eschaivis to feed them, the halacha would be matana is aser. And now we'll get to another discussion that's relevant, and this is the parties, the corporate parties. And we're not going to, there's a lot of different halachas that are relevant to this, but we'll keep it strictly to the gift giving. To throw a party, or to pay for a party, in a corporate setting sometimes would involve nevelas treifas. You pay for them to go out, and you have poilim, enim yehudim, poilim goyim, and you pay for them to go out and have a party, right? End of year party, whatever it is. You shouldn't call it a holiday party, because if it's not a Jewish holiday, that's not proper either. But let's say you're going to have an end of year party, a New Year's party. It's very similar times of the year, so it's very easy to get away with that. Or just a party, a thanking them party. Now, they want to go to a non-kosher venue, and you'll pay for it. So the loch in Kuflum Lamed Beis, and it's a loch in Etan Yerdeh, and it's a loch in Erechayim, Simen Tav Nun, Tzevav, that a Yid, when he's not allowed to purchase items for a Gentile, he's not allowed to be Makdim Dino L'Chenveni. He shouldn't pay money to the Chenveni, to the owner of the store, for him to give the food to the Gentile. That makes like the Gentile, it's like a shliach of the person who gave the money, and it's like the Yid bought it. That's a halacha. You look through the Mishabura, he says even b'shas, when you give it, b'shas, when the Chenveni is giving the food, you shouldn't pay. So it comes out like this. The best thing to do, if you want to know how to make a corporate party and pay for non-kosher, is that you should have one of your workers pay for it, and you'll pay him back. And that's the Mefurish Halacha in Yerdeh Kuflam at Beis. That is mutter. You can either give money to the workers and say, go treat yourself to a party. That's for sure. Brun Shulchan Aruch is mutter. Or if you don't give cash, subshad is you tell one of the workers, you put it on your card, and I'll reimburse you. I have a chayv to pay you back. That would also be lechetchila. Where the money actually being used to purchase the food is the money of the poil, of the guy, and then you're paying him back. That would be mutter. If that scenario doesn't work out, then maybe you should just buy a Visa gift card and give it to them and say spend it as you will. So you put it on the company credit card is somewhat complicated. Exactly how you look at it, la halacha of the credit card. There are some that would do that as the Yid spending money and purchasing it and selling the chayv and a whole complicated transaction, and that would make it very difficult to be matarit. Some maybe who holds that since I'm paying the bill later, that would not be considered makdim ledina, it would be considered paying a chayv later, and that'd be mutter. But you're entering into shilas how to do it. It's best for the company account not to be buying the veils of treifas. The best would be that when it's relevant to the company purchasing food for the Gentiles, when they're on a business trip, etc., there should be an expense account where they would either have a Visa card where you gave it to them and they could use it for what they want, or they could buy what they want and you mask him to be a choiv, you mask him to take a chrys to pay the bill. But you do not have money going straight to the chenveni, because that would be a sugi of makdim ledina lechenveni, and that possibly would enter into shilas of purchasing mechol sasuris. Or sometimes it's relevant to Stam Yenom, and Stam Yenom is also usher, which means non-kosher wine. So that would be the three things that we would look at most commonly when we're discussing corporate gift giving. Is there's a question, b'chlal, if you're allowed to give a Gentile a gift, and that would be only mutter if the Yid will be reciprocated, or to keep the peace. In the absence of those two cases, a Yid should not be buying gifts for a Gentile. That's one halacha. There's another halacha that a Yid is not allowed to buy non-kosher food, which is treif, which is nevelis and treifas, and including in that is stam yenam. Not allowed to buy that as a gift. Regifting is much more lenient, but to buy it, to go and purchase it in the store and give it as a gift is aser. And there's another halacha is that b'negiya parties is a Yid shouldn't be paying the bill straight to the venue who's hosting the party. He shouldn't be paying the restaurant, giving the credit card. He shouldn't be giving a credit card to the company credit card for them to use at the restaurant of a non-kosher venue. Avada Yid shouldn't walk into a non-kosher venue that has its own problems of marasayin and its own problems. Different halachas where Yid's not allowed to sit by a place that serves mashke and shecher, serves alcoholic beverages with a goy. It's a separate issue. But even if the yid doesn't walk into that party, he's just paying for the party. He shouldn't pay for it from straight from the account. It should be paid for the Gentile should pay, and then the yid could pay it back. Or you give them cash, or you give them a Visa card, and that money is already by them, and they could spend it as they wish. Those are the most relevant halachas to corporate giving in today's business world.